Christmas.
Next case.
Case number 12,639, Lisa Cosentino, needs variances from the side yard setback requirement for a proposed addition. Sections 115-82 and 115-183 of the Sussex County zoning code. The property is located at the northwest side of John J. Williams Highway, Route 24, approximately 0.32 miles southwest of Coastal Highway, Route 1. The 91 address is 18854 John J. Williams Highway, Rehoboth Beach. The zoning district is C1. The tax map is District 334, Map 12, Parcel 89. The applicant is seeking a 10-foot and a 9.6-foot variance from the 20-foot side yard setback requirement for a proposed addition. We have 0 letters of support, 0 letters of opposition, and 1 mailing.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Hi, my name is Lisa Prestipino. My address is 18854 John J. Williams Highway.
Freddie Botta with Moonlight Architecture, 29003 Lewis Georgetown Highway.
And do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. How are you today? I'm here on behalf of Mrs. Prestipino for the business of Apple Electric. Starting off with the uniqueness of the property's been there. You know, it's a 20,000 square foot lot, plus or minus, and has a house that's been on the property for about 40 plus years. Apple Electric has been running out of this location for the past 20 plus years, and as we know, you know, the way growth is happening in this area, especially down by the beach, you know, they don't want to move the business. They can't afford really to move the business because of property values, and with everything happening on Route 24, it's just been expanding the business altogether, the property altogether. So with that in mind, talking about otherwise developing the property, as I mentioned, her employment and the demands for employees and stuff like that has grown. I know that we had a previous application, but that was basically for a warehouse addition, which was basically supplies and materials, not manpower. But the company is also growing on a manpower basis, and the current house that's in on the property that they're using for their office is not big enough to support their need. But as I mentioned, you know, due to cost of construction and having to move off-site away from where their main business has been for the past 20 years would be difficult for them to do. So that's why they're looking to put this addition on the side of the building and go up with a small two-story addition to help accommodate the needs for their, you know, all of their employees. With regret, or with respect to the not causing the applicant, you know, the problem, as I mentioned, lots have been getting smaller and smaller in that area because 24 keeps widening. You know, it was a two-lane road when the building was there. When Ms. Prestipino started the business there, it's now a four-lane highway with turn lanes in the middle, turn lanes on the side. The state has already managed to take some of their property, but they still can run their business here. It's not, you know, from a physical perspective, it's where they want to be, but once again, you know, that problem has been getting smaller and smaller. That's why we need to kind of go out the side and up if possible. With respect to the character of this building, I'm sure you guys are all known, you're all familiar. I mean, this is just a small, modest home that's there. Adding this addition will keep the character of the existing home, but we have a, what, 5-6-story medical building across the street, got a new car dealership, we have a hotel. I think the impact to the character of the neighborhood would be minimal, if anything, to the property and stuff. And then lastly, with the request of the variance, we're asking a 10-foot reduction from the 20-foot side yard setback. We looked at the possibility of just going out an extra 10 or 15 feet, but we won't get enough. With circulation space, such as a stairway and exiting and stuff like that, it would only add like an office or two, and we can't operate off that. We need to actually have another space for about 6 to 8 people. That's why getting the variance and going up would help us in getting this space built. Lisa, if you would like to maybe say a few words.
Sure. We bought this property in 1999, and we had 4 employees at the time. Now I have 43. And I actually rent some space from Teacott to park their cars over there from the warehouse, the electrical warehouse. You can't see it in the map, but it's two doors down, basically, from us. On the one side is a commercial commercial land that hasn't been developed yet, I'm sure it will be, that's owned by the dentist office, and on the other side is a lot that Tidewater Utilities owns. Across the street from us, as Mr. Architect told us, said, is there's apartment buildings, there's four or five apartment buildings going across the street, there's medical offices, lots of shops, that's all being developed right now. And we just basically ran out of room. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, I interrupted you.
You can't see our Christmas lights on, can you?
So you say 197 will be, is dentist office, and is that, is it 197?
Can you see my contacts on there?
Box to the left?
Yes, that is correct.
Is it zoned commercial now or residential?
I believe it is.
I believe everything along that stretch is all C1 right now.
It's changed quite a lot in the last 20 years.
That's for sure.
It would appear that it's not all C1.
No. But as we all know, realistically speaking, that land is worth more commercially than it is residential, and I don't think anyone would really want to build a house, you know, 10 feet from Route 24.
That's Maplewood Dentistry.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
So if it was commercial, would it change the...
If it was commercial, the setback would be 5 feet. Because it's zoned AR1 adjacent to it, that's where you have the greater setbacks. The idea being there's a buffer between your agricultural residential lands and your commercial lands.
It is a very small building envelope.
There is, you know, some trees that are already there. That's just kind of a buffer between the two properties. And if we had to expand that buffer and plant more trees, we definitely could.
Have you spoken to the neighbors about this?
I have not.
Pam, how many additional employees will this accommodate?
I'm hoping that it's going to move my estimators all to that side of the office, so it's going to be probably six altogether. There's upstairs and a downstairs.
Is it six additional employees beyond what you have now?
No,
or?
I've got everybody squished in my office.
Okay, so this is just going to spread out your existing employees?
Correct.
Okay, and you've already made accommodations for parking for your employees?
That is correct.
All right, thank you.
If you've seen the quarters now, it's tight.
Ms. Norwood, they're going to have to go, if the board were to approve this, they're going to have to go to site plan approval with the commission to make sure they have adequate parking and
that's correct.
Those things as well.
We understand that, yeah, we'd have to go through all the agencies, conservation district, fire marshal, you know, DLDOT. This is our first step, you know, if this doesn't, you know, go through.
And just one thing that caution you on, and I don't know how the board will opine on this, but this just goes for any variance approval. They're only good for 2 years. So they're renewable after that for upwards of 1 year. Mm-hmm. That's it. So we've had some cases come up in the not too, and the board wouldn't know this, but staff would. We've had some cases come up where there's been things where folks got approval from the board and then went to the site plan process and maybe took longer than they should have, and
we recognize that. And you know, DLDOT's already been taking the land from us. We're expecting that DLDOT should be relatively simple, and they've already accommodated with some entranceways in that area.
How much taking has happened over the years with DLDOT? You've had it for 22 years, you said.
23 years.
So in that period of time, how much has DLDOT taken from you?
They've taken the front part to put the sidewalk. The sidewalk they just put down, Route 24, that's the part that they've taken.
It's about 5 to 6 feet in the front.
I think so.
We also, you know, with respect to Conservation District, you know, we're still trying to keep under that, which we will be under that 5,000 square foot disturbance threshold for stormwater management. So we're expecting that the other agency approvals will be streamlined, so we wouldn't have to run up against that two-year timeframe.
They have two big, beautiful trees that I think are the only ones left on Route 24.
Will there be any steps in this that go out either way, out towards the back?
Everything design-wise is designed inside the building. There will be a small stoop out the back of the building. So there'll be a stairway that's towards the back of the property, which has an exit, you know, for fire marshal requirements with a second exit, which leads directly outside. So there will be a small stoop out the back. That would actually lie inside the required set, the existing building restriction line.
It'll go out the, it will go...
Out the back.
Away from 24?
I don't know if you have this, sir. This drawing.
I do.
So this small extension we have here, this line here represents butting up the existing building. This is the building restriction line. Our stairway, our stoop would go right inside the existing building restriction line.
Got it. Further questions? Mr. Sharp, any further questions?
I'm not further, thank you.
Is there anyone present who is in favor of this application? Is there anyone present who is in opposition of this application? Operator?
If there is anyone on the line in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star. Again, if there is anyone on the line in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star. At this time, there is no one on the line who would like to speak.
Thank you. There are no further questions from the board. I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case number 12639 for Elisa Prestipino for the requested variance pending a final written decision based upon the record made during the public hearing for the following reasons. Property's unique physical conditions due to the exceptionally small buildable area. Due to such physical conditions, there is no possibility that the property can be developed in strict conformity with Sussex County Zoning Code, and the variance is necessary to afford reasonable use of the property. The practical difficulty was not created by the applicant. The variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and it's the minimum necessary to afford relief.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Mr. Corman?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hastings?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Dr. Carson?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Warple?
Aye for my reasons.
Aye too for those reasons. So with a vote of 5-0, case number 12639 has been approved.
Thank you very much. Have a good holiday season.